prayer to the Celestial Queen for each day of the month. Immaculate Queen, my Celestial Mother, I come onto your maternal knees to abandon myself in your arms as your dear daughter, in order to ask of you, with the most ardent sighs, in this month consecrated to you, the greatest of graces, that you admit me to live in the kingdom of the divine will. Holy Mama, you who are the queen of this kingdom, admit me to live in it as your daughter, that it may no longer be deserted, but populated by your children. Therefore, Sovereign Queen, I entrust myself to you, that you may lead my steps in the kingdom of the divine will. And as I cling to your maternal hand, you will lead all my being to live perennial life in the divine will. You will be my mama, and to you, as my mama, I deliver my will, that you may exchange it with the divine will, and so I may be sure I will not go out of its kingdom. Therefore I pray you to illumine me in order to make me comprehend what will of God means. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women, blessed is the fruit of your womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Little sacrifice of the month, each morning, midday and night, three times a day, let us go onto the knees of our Celestial Mama, and say to her, My Mama, I love you. And you, love me, and give a sip of divine will to my soul. Give me your blessing, that I may do all of my actions under your maternal gaze. Day 4, the fourth step of the divine will in the Queen of Heaven. The test. The soul to the Virgin. Here I am again, on the maternal knees of my dear Celestial Mama. My heart beats so very strongly. I am restless with love for the desire to hear your beautiful lessons. Therefore, give me your hand and take me in your arms. In your arms I spend moments of paradise. I feel happy. Oh, how I yearn to hear your voice. A new life descends into my heart. Therefore, speak to me, and I promise to put your holy teachings into practice. Lesson of the Queen of Heaven, my daughter, if you knew how much I love to hold you tightly in my arms, leaning on my maternal heart, to let you hear the celestial secrets of the divine fiat. And if you yearn so much to listen to me, those are my yearnings that echo in your heart. It is your mama that wants her daughter, and wants to entrust her secrets to her, and narrate to her the story of what the divine will operated in me. Daughter of my heart, pay attention to me. It is my heart of mother that wants to pour itself out with her daughter. I want to tell you my secrets which, until now, have not been revealed to anyone, because the hour of God had not yet sounded, in which, wanting to bestow surprising graces upon creatures, which he has not conceded in the whole history of the world, he wants to make known the prodigies of the divine fiat and what it can operate in the creature, if she lets herself be dominated by it. And this is why he wants to place me in the sight of all, as model, since I had the great honor of forming my whole life of divine will. Now, my daughter, know that as soon as I was conceived I put the divinity in feast, heaven and earth made feast for me, and recognized me as their queen. I remained so identified with my Creator, that I felt myself as the owner in the divine dominions. Already I did not know what separation from my Creator was. That same divine will which reigned in me, reigned in them the three divine persons, and rendered us inseparable. And while everything was smile and feast between me and them, I could see that they could not trust me if they did not receive a proof. My daughter, the test is the flag that says victory. The test places all the goods that God wants to give us in safekeeping. The test matures and disposes the soul for gains of great conquests. And I too saw the necessity of this test, because I wanted to give proof to my Creator, in exchange for the so many seeds of graces He had given me, an act of my faithfulness which would cost me the sacrifice of my whole life. How beautiful it is to be able to say, "You have loved me, I have loved you," but without the test, it can never be said. Now, know, my daughter, that the divine fiat made known to me the creation of man, innocent and holy. For him too everything was happiness. He had command over all creation, and all the elements were obedient to his wishes. Since the divine will was reigning in Adam, by virtue of it, he too was inseparable from his Creator. After the so many goods that God had given him, in order to receive one act of faithfulness in Adam, he commanded him not to touch one fruit only, of the many that were there in the terrestrial Eden. This was the proof that God wanted in order to confirm his innocence, sanctity and happiness, and to give him the right of command over the whole of creation. But Adam was not faithful in the test, and because he was not faithful, God could not trust him. And so he lost command, innocence and happiness, and it can be said that he turned the work of creation upside down. Now know, daughter of my heart, that in knowing the grave evils of the human will in Adam and in all his progeny, I, your celestial mother, though newly conceived, cried bitterly and with hot 10 tears over fallen man. And the divine will, in seeing me cry, asked me, as proof, to surrender my human will to it. The divine fiat said to me, "I do not ask of you a fruit, as with Adam. No, but I ask you for your will. You will keep it as if you did not have it, under the empire of my divine will, which will be your life, and will feel confident to make of you whatever it wants." So, the supreme fiat took the fourth step in my soul, asking me for my will as proof, waiting for my fiat, and for my acceptance of such a test. Now tomorrow I will wait for you again to come upon my knees, to let you hear the outcome of the test. And since I want you to imitate your mama, I pray you, as mother, never to deny anything to your God, be they even sacrifices that would last your whole life. Remaining ever unwavering in the test that God asks of you, your faithfulness, is the call of the divine designs upon you, and the reflection of his virtues which, like many brushes, make of the soul the masterpiece of the Supreme Being. It can be said that the test offers the material into the divine hands, for them to accomplish their crafting in the creature. Moreover, God does not know what to do with one who is not faithful in the test. Not only this, but he upsets the most beautiful works of his Creator. Therefore, my dear daughter, be attentive. If you are faithful in the test, you will make your mama happier. Do not cause me to be worried. Give me your word, and I will guide you and sustain you in everything as my daughter. The soul. Holy Mama, I know my weakness, but your maternal goodness infuses such confidence in me that I hope for everything from you, and with you I feel secure. Even more, I place into your maternal hands the very tests which God will dispose for me, that you may give me all those graces, so that I may not send the divine designs to ruin. Little sacrifice, today, to honor me, you will come 3 times onto my maternal knees, and will bring me all your pains, of soul and of body. You will bring everything to your mama, and I will bless them for you, in order to infuse in them the strength, the light, the grace that are needed. Ejaculatory prayer. Celestial Mama, take me into your arms, and write in my heart, Fiat, Fiat, Fiat.